listenership is important to us. Please stay connected to the show. Thank you. Your listenership is important to us. Please stay connected to the show. Thank you.
Hey guys, David Klink here.
And Troy Harkin.
And we are the two old farts who, among other things, talk sci-fi.
But sometimes it's horror, fantasy, the Beatles, or all of the above.
Sometimes we discuss what's better, root beer or cream soda.
But today we just wanted to let you know we'll be taking a little break.
Holy bad news!
Big Caesar's ghost!
What you talking about, Willis?
A little siesta or hiatus while we recharge our batteries and upgrade the operating system that is the Two Old Farts Talk Sci-Fi podcast.
Now, we're aiming to put something special together for you around December of 2022.
At which time we'll be launching season 4 of the pod. And can you believe it, Troy? 3 seasons.
It's nutty, and we are getting perilously close to, like, the 50th episode point.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's 3 seasons of 14 episodes, each 42 episodes, and we may actually, for season 4, we're putting this energy, we're taking our time, we're going to do it right, and we're hoping to double our audience from our one listener to 2 listeners. We're not aiming super high. But hopefully we'll have someone join Pat as a regular listener.
That's right. It's baby steps. Baby steps, yep. Folks.
Yeah. Yep. One small step.
and we hope to have a whole bunch of new things for the podcast in the future. And you've got something coming up this weekend. Now, by the time people hear this, it will have already happened. But do you want to talk about your little adventure coming up this weekend in the United States of America?
Sure. Just before I get to that, I just wanted to mention that for those, we've had some success with our second Tuesday Zoom. Yeah. It was a monthly event that ran the second Tuesday of the month. It was a Zoom event, but we're going to be canceling that for the foreseeable future to put our energies into the podcast. But we may do special curated Zoom events, one of kind of things, where we have a special guest or two, possibly, perhaps on a theme. You know, wouldn't be cool to have a theme like time travel where we have a guest, and the difference between us recording it with a guest about a theme or movie, whatever it is, or a TV show or book or whatever, is that this is an actual Zoom where audience members can attend, see as we're recording it, and even ask questions during it. So it's going to be an interesting thing. We're going to try that, I think, and then we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, that'll be exciting, I think, to do sort of almost like a live show, you know, and also with visuals. So you'll get to see what funny shapes our mouths make when we talk sometimes. Won't that be fun? You know, it's funny. I was actually thinking, Dave, how one of the early influences for the podcast, in my mind, I've never actually verbalized this, but I used to love Letterman, and I thought, man, it would be great if we could get sort of like a Letterman, Paul Schaefer vibe going with the show. And then I thought, you know, but sometimes it's more like Brother Theodore and Larry Bud Melman, but we still aim to be like Letterman and Paul Schaefer. So get a little wind at our backs, and who knows, the sky's the limit. Maybe we'll do that.
I was always hoping that we could drop like a watermelon off the top of a building or something like that and just record that. That would be great.
Now, see, that would be great. And what we could do is like, we could put like either a Captain Kirk or, no, hold on, brainstorm. We could put a Captain Kirk and an Adam West Batman figure inside the watermelon like it's a spaceship and then drop it off a building and see what happens.
Yeah, and we can have someone dressed up as the Gorn from the arena episodes cleaning it up at the bottom, which is that's kind of perfect. That's a sweet revenge for the Gorn.
There you go. See, this is how we brainstorm, people. This is this is the kind of gold that we'll be bringing to you in the not too distant future.
Yep. So as you're leading in about this weekend, I am attending Astronomicon, which is a Rochester science fiction, fantasy, horror, you know, genre convention. It's its 13th. It doesn't run annually. The pandemic and various things have made it sort of an irregular, in a regular galaxy. So I'm on like 5 or 6 panels, including one that we will be recording for a future episode for the podcast. Troy, I'm sorry that you can't make that this weekend, but Ira Naiman, who was the third fart, will be on the panel with me and Adrian Kress. And we're looking forward to recording that first time. And we're also hoping, of course, in the future, if Ad Astra comes back, that we'll both be attending that and doing some interviews and doing some panels there. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is Astronomicon this weekend.
Yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait to hear whatever you're able to grab in terms of audio footage, and you'll be in good hands with Ira.
And I'm showing it, Troy here. The listeners can't really see it unless they're psychic or have whatever that remote viewing ability.
Like but the shine. Actually, they have the shine.
The shine. But I do have the actual Zoom recording thing that I borrowed from York University that's got this whole case, and it's got an ability to be able to record things. Audio for podcasts and
cool
stuff like that. And Troy, you were just in Maine, right?
I was. As part of our 30th anniversary, Christy and I went off to Bangor, Maine, and we did the SK tour of Maine, which does the whole Stephen King, all of the important places that tie into the stories, the movies, but also that were highly influential in King's life, and also places like I had only known a little bit about his philanthropic work in Bangor, but my God, it feels like he is responsible for propping up a good half of Bangor, Maine, including like a Ronald McDonald House that he brought to Maine, different wings of the library and the hospitals. Anyway, it was great. It was really something. If you ever get the chance, check out the SK Tours of Maine, the folks that run it, Jamie and Jennifer. It's a real passion of theirs, and man, do they know their stuff, as well as know Mr. King. So yeah, it was a great time, and I just wanted to sort of like touch on that because it did just happen, and by the time we get around to our holiday stuff, I guess it will be in the past, in the before time. So I just wanted to give folks a little update on how that went.
We always like the before time with Captain Walker, but right. Sorry, that was a reference to the Beyond the Thunderdome.
Oh, good, because I was thinking like Walker, Texas Ranger, or whatever.
No, there's one of the better sequences in the film has these kids reenacting the whole how they got there, and there's this cap, and they show this whole, you know, they artistically show what happened to themselves as they tell the story, and they do mention the before time with Captain Walker. I may have said,
is that like that's like Fozzie Bear, like Waka Waka?
Walker.
Waka, 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 waka.
Yeah. Imagine if he was Chuck Norris, because I'm almost thinking at some point we may have to just have, because I was already collecting some Chuck, you know, those memes, those Chuck Norris memes, but some of them connect to science fiction, fantasy, and horror. If I collect enough of those, we can actually have a bit of fun during one of our episodes.
Oh, I'll touch on this really quickly too, but I don't want to get into a full episode length thing. I'm showing David on my camera something I picked up at a comic shop in Bangor, Maine, and it's a Batmobile Hot Wheel, and it's the Batmobile from the 66 TV show. Now, when I was in this little shop, like the Airbnb that we stayed at was really close to King's house on West Broadway. And the comic shop was like literally about 30 yards away from the Airbnb that I was staying at. And King's place was like less than a kilometer away. And it just blew my mind because I bought a new Creepshow comic book in this comic shop, which was the shop that King used to go with his kids to buy comics. And I was just thinking, so this comic shop, which sells Creepshow comics, and is like a stone's throw away from the house where Creepshow was written, the original Creepshow, like the film by wow. King. And it was just like, it just blew my mind that, like, you know, like for me, a King fan, I was like at the epicenter of all of this stuff. Anyway, there you go.
And well, I might have had that Hot Wheels Batmobile myself, because I definitely had one of these little cars from the series. And there's just a beautiful, it's a solid. They made it right.
Yep.
If I remember correctly.
And we are hoping at some point, in, as we say, the not too distant future, of doing an actual Batman episode, which will touch on the Adam West series and film and all that good stuff.
But yeah, and one thing I know we're gonna, because this is basically our announcement about taking a bit of a break and we're turning it into a podcast. Nothing wrong with that, or maybe there is. But one thing I haven't mentioned to you, Troy, is the idea of maybe having, we have to do what you just said, but also just have one on the Joker, just as a character, because sure. What other film has the film itself getting an Oscar for best actor, and also Heath Ledger getting an Oscar, like, right. Like that's two different people playing the same role,
right,
getting Oscars. It's yeah. incredible. Yeah. And the different interpretations, including Jack Nicholson, is we could just do an episode just on the Joker.
Well, that's right.
But anyways,
and there's also the actual inspiration for the Joker, which is a 1920s film called The Man Who Laughed. And if you Google that, folks, The Man Who Laughed, the image that comes up, you will immediately go, oh my God, it's the frickin' Joker. But the whole look of this guy's face is the Joker. And so it would be important that we sort of cover that too, if we were doing a Joker episode, The Man Who Laughed. There you go. In the meantime, until we see everyone again, until we get another show off the ground, be nice to yourselves, folks, and you know, maybe do a re-listen.
Yeah, and I appreciate the phrase meantime and nice being so, because how can you have, you know, we're trying to be, it shouldn't be a nice time, but anyway. Yeah,
in the nice time, be mean to yourself.
The nice time with Captain Walker, but that's a whole other, let's not go there.
No.
Let's not go there. So anyways, or you can check out seasons 1, 2, and 3 of the show for the first time if you haven't listened to some of the episodes.
That's a great idea. And until then, be well.
Live long and prosper.
Enjoy long days and pleasant nights.
And remember,
wherever you go, there you are.
I'm David Klink.
And I'm Troy Harkin.
See you soon on Two Old Farts.
Talk Sci-Fi.